Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
He did not say all things were good. Amen. 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 He'll work what the devil meant for evil. He'll take that thief. Amen. And what that thief did, that liar, he'll take what they did and work that together for your good. Hello? It may not feel good. It may not look good right away. But it's going to work together, ultimately for your good, because you love God, and God has a purpose in you. As a matter of fact, you are a purpose with an earth suit. You ain't trying to figure this out. You need to just, amen, yield and know that you are covenant. Only authority in the earth is covenant authority. When the church truly wakes up to that reality, there's going to be a great shaking. Daniel chapter 10, I'll give you another example of this. Let's start with verse 1. I'm going to read a few verses here. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now, when we talk about anoint, does everybody understand he didn't anoint himself? I don't mean he had a little flask and put oil. I didn't put the oil on. He didn't comb his hair. He didn't shave his beard or trim his beard. He didn't wash. He didn't anoint himself. See, when the Word talks about when you fast, anoint yourself. That don't just mean put a dot of oil on your head. That means wash your face. Don't go out in public. You know, you're all up at Walmart. You fasted, so you look like you come out the jungle. What's wrong? Well, I'm on a fast. No, the Word says anoint yourself. Wash your face. So people won't know you're fasting. Amen. People want people to know they fast. Get all sad and weak. You fast in Egypt. You got to understand, Daniel was about 85, 90 years old at this time. So this is why he ate no pleasant bread. It wasn't, he could do perhaps a full-fledged, just water fast. He was, you know, he had to have some type of nutrition, so he ate no pleasant bread. Neither came flesh nor wine in his mouth, verse 3. Neither did I anoint myself at all till the 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 4th and 20th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, that's how I pronounce it, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face has the appearance of lightning. And his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like a color of polished brass. And the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision. But a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. In our little quote earlier, some people aren't able to go with you. They're not prepared to carry the weight of what you are becoming. So these men, they heard something. Daniel was given to see it. They heard it and they ran. They fled and they hid themselves. But Daniel was there. He said in verse 10, "And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. He said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words I speak unto you and stand upright, for unto you am I now sent." Daniel understood through the writings a prophetic word. Someone had prophesied. But Daniel knew it was for a long time to come. The appointed time was long, but he understood it. So what the word was released into the heavens. I put my word in your mouth to plant the heavens. This angel took the word that was in the heaven, right? And brought it down to Daniel, the chosen one, that it was to be revealed to. And here's Daniel. Verse 12. "Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before God, your words were heard. And I am come for your words." Amen. Understand the progression. Now this is how we live free. Don't just be a hearer of the word. Daniel found in the scripture something that was prophesied. And he began to pray into it. Amen. He discovered something. He discovered the heart and the mind of God concerning a prophetic word. So the angel took the word that was prophesied and brought it down. It became a proceeding word to Daniel. Right? Now, what the angel explained to Daniel, he said, the first day you prayed, the first day you discovered this, what you were saying, we heard you. I was dispatched to come to you. But there were principalities, rulers of darkness, fallen ones, territorial spirits that were keeping the gates. When I came, I had to wage war. And from the time you started praying till now, we were waging war. But I had to call for backup. See, you got to understand, God is about to shift some things in a very powerful way. That's why there's been warfare. That's why we must be covenant enforcers. How long do you fight? That's about three of y'all. I said, how long do you fight? Come on, say it like you mean it. How long do we fight? We don't fight, amen, to just get some relief. We don't fight, amen, just till we get some pressure off of us. We fight till we win. We fight till the enemy is subdued. We fight till change comes. We fight till the enemy is cast down. We fight till the enemy is bound. We fight till the gates of hell are destroyed. Amen. He said in verse 12, "Fear not, Daniel. The first day you did set your heart." Not the third day, fourth day, instantly. The moment you set your heart and you chasten yourself, your words were heard, and now I am come for your words. See, you got to understand something. God hears you the moment. Sometimes, I'm going to say it this way, all the time, the moment you pray, God ain't got nothing on hold. He will withhold no good thing to them that walk uprightly. But what happens sometime in the heavenly realm, there's opposition, there's evil in that territory. Amen. Concerning that prophetic word. So they'll fight. They won't prevail. That's why I said there are spirits that we face. Some of them are hindering spirits. spirits of intimidation, spirits of provocation. They'll come to try to provoke you to get off of, you know, feel like God has not answered you. He heard you when you first prayed. He heard you when you first, he knew what you was going to pray before you prayed it. And angels were released. But war had to take place. Sometimes that's why you feel such pressure sometimes. Sometimes why you feel so heavy. It's not because God has forsaken you or that you got into sin. No, sometimes it's because war is going on. Amen. I said sometimes war is being waged. And you get real tired. You just want to take a nap. You feel like sleeping. Because there's war being waged over your destiny, over your purpose, over God's plan for your life. Just like the devil's already whipped. But see, God needs the conduit. What if Daniel stopped praying on the 19th or the 20th day? He said, you know what, wait a minute. Maybe I missed God. What stuff have you stopped praying about? Because somebody told you all you need to do is pray once. Ask once. You ask twice, that's not faith. Daniel travailed 21 days because he saw something.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference. The theme is From His Presence to Her Purpose. If you're looking to move to the next level in God, you can't afford to miss this time. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd, there will be a dynamic lineup of speakers to encourage and inspire you. The whole weekend, there will be an atmosphere of deliverance, healing, breakthrough, and more. Come experience the presence of God like never before. From His presence to her purpose. Get your tickets now at rlwomensconferences.com. That's rlwomensconferences.com. Get your tickets early so you know you're locked in, and then come expectant, come ready, come see what God has in store for you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.